This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. On Saturday, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin sounded a cautious note when asked about the chances of Afghan government forces containing the Taliban surge. Speaking at an Air Force base in Alaska, he said, "We look forward to them making progress, but we'll see what happens." The Taliban have swiftly captured territory in recent weeks, seized strategic border crossings, and they're threatening a number of provincial capitals. Advances that come as the last U.S. and NATO soldiers prepare to leave Afghanistan. Austin, who's visiting Alaska ahead of a trip to the Indo-Pacific region, said the Afghan government was committed to reversing the Taliban advance. Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Qadhimi has said that his country no longer requires U.S. combat troops to fight the Islamic State group, but a formal time frame for withdrawal will depend on the outcome of talks with Washington this coming week. Mustafa al-Qadhimi said in an exclusive interview with the Associated Press Friday that Iraq will still ask for U.S. training and military intelligence gathering. He spoke ahead of a planned trip to Washington, where he's due to meet with U.S. President Joe Biden on Monday. Several U.S. states have scaled back their reporting of COVID-19 this month, just as cases across the country have tripled with the Delta variant of the virus spreading quickly among the unvaccinated. The shift to weekly instead of daily reporting in the states of Florida, Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota was also accompanied by less detail about the virus in Florida and Nebraska, and some officials described the move as a part of a return to normal. At the same time, the average number of new virus cases nationwide went from 11,500 on June 20th to nearly 38,000 this week. Public health communication expert Joseph Capella said the spin that these reporting changes are part of return to normalcy doesn't fit with recent case numbers. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of people across France have been protesting new virus measures. French lawmakers debated a bill requiring everyone to have a special virus pass to enter restaurants and other venues and mandated COVID-19 vaccination for all healthcare workers. French virus infections are spiking, hospitalizations are rising. The government is trying to speed up vaccinations to protect vulnerable people in hospitals and avoid new lockdowns. Most French adults are fully vaccinated, and polls indicate a majority support the new measures, but not everyone. Police fired water cannon and tear gas Saturday on rowdy protesters in the French capital, but most protests were peaceful. Hundreds of anti-lockdown and anti-vaccination protesters took to the streets of London Saturday, days after England's so-called Freedom Day. Protesters marched from Trafalgar Square to Downing Street, shouting "Freedom and shame on you" toward police officers. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said July 19th that English nightclubs and other venues with large crowds will require patrons to present proof of full vaccination from the end of September. After rushing to vaccinate its population faster than almost all other European countries, Johnson's government is betting that England can reopen as fully vaccinated people are less likely to get seriously ill with COVID-19. China has shut down railways and ports with flights canceled and villagers evacuated to temporary shelters on Sunday before Typhoon Imphal's expected devastating floods earlier this week. Chinese authorities have issued a level 3 alert. It is the third highest for the storm, while more than 100 trains traveling through the region have been canceled, according to China Railway. Olympics host cities often offer the tens of thousands of visiting journalists excursions to advertise their tourist destinations.